Mesechtas Kedushin Daftun Beis, 5 lines at the bottom of Daftun Alpha and Beis, and the Gemara is continuing to bring Raya's against Rava, who holds Kedushin She'im Esurin L'Bia, Lo Yavet Kedushin, and therefore, if Reuven goes and tries to be Mekadesh one of two sisters, and therefore, certainly, even though it is a suffix, which sister is Mekadesh, but no matter what, he cannot be with either one, because for each one, there's a suffix, if maybe she's his wife's sister, and therefore, it's considered Kedushin She'im Esurin L'Bia, and Abaye stated on Daftun Alpha and Aleph that have a Kedushin, and Rav stated that have a Kedushin. The last Tashma yesterday was from Mishnah Masechtas Yevamos on Daf Chaf Gimel Beis, and the Gemara continues Tashma and brings another Raya against Rav from the second part of the same Mishnah in Masechtas Yevamos on Daf Chaf Gimel Beis. Mishnah states, Shtayim Shekitzu Shtei Achayis, if there were two men who were not related and they were Mekadesh two sisters, so let's call the first person Reuven and the second person Yosef, and they were Mekadesh two sisters, and let's call them Rachel and Leah. The Mishnah states, Zeh any day is if there's a case where there's a suffix as to which one each person was Mekadesh, then both Reuven and Yosef have to give a get both to Rachel and to Leah in order to allow Rachel and Leah to go and get remarried, as otherwise there will always be a suffix as to whom they're married to, and they will not be able to have Bia neither with Reuven or with Yosef. And once again, the Gemara's question is, clearly it seems to be a case of Kedushin She'im Esurin L'Bia, and even so, we require them to both receive a get. And l'chayr, according to Rava, that kedusha she'im esurin l'bia lo yavet kedushin, then we should say that the original kedushin wasn't chal at all. Both Rachel and Leah should be able to go get married even without receiving any get. Gemara answers, hachi nami shehukavu l'b'seif t'sa'avu, that once again in this Mishnah, the Seif is also talking about a case where when Reuven and Yosef were Mekadesh Rachel and Leah, they both knew exactly who they were Mekadesh, and therefore it wasn't a suffix, and at a later point it became a suffix, and they forgot who they were Mekadesh. Therefore, certainly at the point of kedushin, it was Kedusha Shem Esurin L'Bia, and therefore the Kedusha was Chal, but at this point Reuven and Yosef both can't have relationships with Rachel and Leah because they're Mesupik who they're married to and which one is an Eshishish to them, and therefore in order for Rachel and Leah to go and get married to anyone else, they would have to receive a get both from Reuven and from Yosef. Once again, the Gemara brings Uriah from the Lashon of the Mishnah. Dekinamia bring Uriah, this is correct, Diktani, because in the Mishnah states Eini Yodea, that they currently don't know who they're married to, V'loik Tani Eini Yodua, and doesn't say that it's not known, and as Rashi stated before, that the Lashon in Yidua is mashma la'ilam, that they never knew who they were married to. Shemar Minad is a good raya. And the Gemara asks, Ihachi Ma'ilam Memra, if this is the case, then what's the chiddush of this part of the Mishnah? And certainly, since the Kedushin was at a time when it's Kedushin Shem Esurin L'Bia, then certainly Kuli Alma agree that it was a valid Kedushin, and now that it's a suffix who they're married to, of course they cannot be with either one, and therefore they would have to give Rachel and Leah a get. In Reisha of the Mishnah, we actually stated that the chiddush was in a case of Yibam and Chalitza, as we explained yesterday. Our Gemara will give a similar answer, that the case which is a Chiddush in the Seif of the Mishnah is really for the next part of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah will discuss a case of Yibam, but it'll be a more intricate case than we had yesterday. And the Gemara continues and answers that in Chinami there is no major Chiddush from this part of the Mishnah, but Seif Estuchle, Chiddush of this part of the Mishnah is from the Seifa of the Mishnah, where it states that Mesu, if both Reuven and Yosef die, and they both didn't have children, and therefore now both Rachel and Leah certainly are Zakuk L'Yibam, but there's a suffix as to who has to do Yibam to both Rachel and Leah. We're not sure if the brother of Reuven has to Yibam or Chalitza with Rachel or with Leah. We also aren't sure if the brother of Yosef has to do Yibam or Chalitza with Rachel or with Leah. And therefore, at this point, they would not be able to get married because there's an Issa both on Rachel and Leah of Lysia Isha Mesachutza Ishzar. Mishnah tells us how to rectify this situation, and the Mishnah states, Ulzeach, Ulzeach, in a case where Reuven only had one brother, and let's call him Shimon, and in the case where Yosef only had one brother, let's call him Ephraim, so Zechay L'Sushteyim V'Zechay L'Sushteyim, and certainly this is similar to the case that we had yesterday, where since there's only one brother that can do Yibam and Chalitza to each of these men, therefore their only choice is to do Chalitza both to Rachel and to Leah, and let us go through the Cheshbon once again, based on using an example of Reuven and Shimon. So since Reuven died, now potentially Rachel or Leah are Zakuk L'Yibam to Shimon. Certainly Shimon cannot do Yibam to Rachel or Leah, as possibly Rachel or Leah was actually married to Yosef. Therefore, if Shimon tries to do Yibam either with Rachel or Leah, there's a potential that he's doing Yibam with someone that is Zakuk L'Yibam from someone else and not from his brother. And even after Shimon does Chalitza both to Rachel and to Leah, certainly at this point, if Ephraim tries to do Yibam to either Rachel or Leah, he's not going to be Pegea in someone that's Zakuk L'Yibam from another man, because Rachel and Leah both had Chalitza, and potentially even if they were married to Reuven, L'maisa Maisa, they already received chalitza from Shimon. The reason why Ephraim cannot do Yibum neither to Rachel or to Leah is because if he wants to Yibum to Rachel, there's a potentially that he's actually be Eva and Ister Drabanan. If Rachel was not really married to his brother and was really married to Reuven, therefore it would come out that he's actually being Pagea by Chesku Kasai, because right now Leah is Zakul Yibum to him. And therefore, as we explained yesterday, he can't go and be Mekadesh Rachel at this point based on an Ister Drabanan. And in addition, even if Ephraim will go and do Chalitza with Rachel, and therefore at this point, L'chaira, Leah is the only one that's possible that he would have to do Yibum with. But L'maisa, there is a possibility that Rachel was really married to his brother, and therefore his Chalitza with Rachel was a valid Chalitza, and now Leah is a Chetz Chalutzasai, which is also asked to him. Therefore, in this case, both Ephraim as well as Shimon cannot do Yibum with either one of these women. In order to be Mata, both Rachel and Leah, L'shuk, then both Shimon as well as Ephraim have to do Chalitza both with Rachel and with Leah. And of course, this can't be the Chiddush of this part of the Mishnah, as all the dinim that we just mentioned were already learned from the first part of this Mishnah that we mentioned yesterday, and therefore the Chiddush will be for the next part of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah continues and says, L'zeh echad u'l'zeh shnayim, if this case was different, and when Reuven and when Yosef died, Reuven had one brother, Shimon, and Yosef had two brothers, let's call them Ephraim and Asher, and we continue on Dafnun Beis Amnav, ha'echad chaylus l'shtein, and certainly Shimon can only do Chalitza to Rachel and to Leah, and there's no possibility that the other will be able to Yibam to either Rachel or to Leah. And as we explained beforehand, because if he wants to Yibam to Rachel first, then certainly he can't do so, because potentially he's having Biyah with Achreis Lukasai, and after performing Chalitza with Rachel, he still can't do Yibam with Leah, because potentially she's not his Yivama, and potentially he's being Pegea in Achreis Lukasai. However, keep in mind at this point, a very important point, that at this point, that since Shimon did Chalitza both to Rachel and Leah, then certainly Rachel and Leah are not Zakuk Leibam based on her potential marriage to Reuven, and therefore, Vashnayim Echel Chalitz Vechem Yabim. So at this point, since Yosef had two brothers, Ephraim and Asher, therefore one could do Chalitza, and once one does Chalitza, then the other one could do Yibam. So for example, if Ephraim goes and does Chalitza with Rachel, then the only potential problem that you can't do Yibam with Leah is because potentially she's a Chais Chalitzasai. But of course, that only applies to Ephraim, because Ephraim was the one who performed Chalitza to Rachel, and therefore Asher can do Yibam as no problem at all at this point. She's not someone that's Zakuk Yibam at all, because Shimon already did Chalitza both to Rachel and Leah. Therefore, based on a potential marriage to Reuven, she isn't Zakuk Yibam, and Leah is also not a Chais Chalitzasai, because Rachel already had Chalitza from Ephraim, and she's also not a Chais Chalitzasai of Asher, because Lemaisa Asher was not the one who performed Chalitza with Rachel, and therefore there wouldn't be a problem in this case for Asher to perform Yibam with Leah. And the Mishnah continues that even though we said that once Shimon performs Chalitza, Ephraim and Asher could still not go and do Yibam with Rachel and Leah, and Ephraim has to do Chalitza prior to Asher doing Yibam. However, in Kadru V'Kantu, Ein Maitzina Isim Yadam, if both Ephraim and Asher go and perform Yibam with Rachel and Leah, and B'dievet, since the only potential Issa that they're going to be over on is Achaisku Kasai or Achaisku Tzasai, which are both Yisuri Drabbanon, therefore the Rabbanon said that they could stay married. And the Gemara points out, Dapka Michlus Vadi Yavumei, that the Chiddush of this part of the Mishnah is that you must have Shimon perform Chalitza with Rachel Leah prior to anyone being able to do Yibam with either Rachel Leah. Otherwise, even if Ephraim would do Chalitza with Rachel, however, Asher would still not be able to do Yibam with Leah, because Lamaisa, this is still a suffix, as potentially Leah is Zakuk Yibam based on a possible marriage to Reuven, and therefore possibly Asher is being Pagea in a woman who is Zakuk Yibam to Reuven, and of course, he'd potentially being over on Issa Duraisa of Lysia Isha Mesachutza Ishzar. Finally, after asking five different questions on Rabba, who held that Kedushin Shem is soon will be a Loyavik Kedushin, the Gemara now continues with another Tashma and will come out with a Tiyufta against Rabba. So Tashma, the Gemara asks a sixth question on Rabba, the Tani Tavyumi, because Tavyumi learned Lizeh Hamisha Bana, Lizeh Hamish Banais, that if Reuven had five sons and Shimon had five daughters, certainly a father cannot be Makadish sons, and therefore we're talking about children who are Gedolim over here, and they appointed their father Reuven to go and be Makadish someone for them, and Shimon had five daughters who were Katanis or Nairis, and therefore he had the ability to accept Kedushin on their behalf. And Reuven, acting as a Shliach for one of his sons, said to Shimon, then one of your daughters should be Mekudeshes to one of my sons, but he didn't specify which son, and he didn't specify which daughter of Shimon. So the din is, Kol Achas V'Achas Tzricha Chamisha Gittin, then each one of these daughters require five Gittin, and they require a get from from each one of Reuven's sons. And the Braisa continues, Mes Echman, if one of the children of Reuven die, Kal Achas V'Achas Tricha Bogitin V'Chalitzim Echman, and all of the daughters still require four gittin from the rest of the brothers, and they receive Chalitza from one of the brothers, as certainly there's no requirement for all the brothers to do Chalitza, because even in a normal case where you know which woman is the one that was married to her brother, once one brother does Chalitza, then she's Mutal Shuk. Maisa, we see from here that even though there was a suffix as to which son and which daughter were married, and therefore L'chira, it's a case of Kedushin She'im Misun L'Biha, that's still considered a valid Kedushin, Misafik, each one of the sons, has to give a get to each one of the daughters, and L'chira, according to Rava, that Kedushin She'im Misun L'Biha, lo have a Kedushin, then L'chira, the Kedushin shouldn't be Chal on any one of the daughters, and there should not be a requirement for any get at all. And the Gemara tries to be Mefarash Rava, V'chitema Hachinami Keshoku L'Lub Seif Nesavru, if you're going to want to answer for the Rava, that in Chinami at the beginning, when Reuven and Shimon tried to make the Shidduch, then they knew which son and which daughter we're referring to, and only afterwards did they get mixed up and they forgot. And therefore, at the time of Kedushin, it was Kedushin Shemesun Labia, but Lemaisa that can't be because Ha'achas Melisecha Le'echem Mibonaik Tani, Lemaisa Lashon HaBraisa was that Reuven said, I want one of your daughters to get married to one of my sons, and he wasn't Mefarish which son he was talking about, and he wasn't Mefarish which daughter, and therefore, certainly, we can't talk about a case that was Kuv Lubsaif Zaru, and therefore, certainly, Tiyufta Rava Tiyufta, from this Braisa we see a Tiyufta to Rava, and we see that Kedushin Shemesun Labia, have a Kedushin, and the Gemara states, V'hilchis Kabasad Abaya, B'Yalkagam, and Allah files Abaya in this case of Kedushin She'im Misun L'Biha, which is the Kuf of Yalkagam. And Rashi brings down all six cases of Yalkagam, that Simone Allah is saying, Shenechel Ben Mabaya V'Rava, Uvachomokam Allah Grava, Chutz Me'ilu, and all over Shas, Allah files Rava, except for these six cases, Yishim Lay Mudas Be'il Matias, Ezaimim Mabaya Malamafreya Hunifsal, the Perak Zabarian Sanhedrin, Lechia Im Me'ilov in the first Perak of Irvin, Kedushin Lay Nimsul L'Biha, which is our case, which is a case in Masechet Gittin in Perek HaShelech, and finally Mumo Eichel Nevel Slahachis, which is a sugya in Perek Zerbera. Nayin Tesis Dio Maschel B'Yalkagam, where he brings two other pshatim as to the lamed of Yalkagam, and he brings from Rabbeinu Tam that lamed is referring to a sugya in Masechet Nida of Yemei Leida Shein Roya Behen Shein Eglus Sfir Zivasa and Bnei Navunim Mefarishim that lamed Hainu plucked to the Perek HaShor in Masechet Pesachim of Le'efshav Le'ke Mechavin that Loch Kabaya Ayin Tesis, and the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah on Daf Nun Aleph Beis, which stated, "Ma'aseh v'chamish nashim." There was a story with five women, v'hem shtei achayis, and amongst them were two sisters. V'likid adam echa kakal shaltenim v'shalhana isa v'shal shviyas isa. And Reuven went and picked a basket full of figs, and these figs belonged to these women, but it was during the year of Shemitah. V'ama, and he said, "Arei kulchem mekudeshesli b'kakal zu," that all of you should be mekudeshes to me with this basket full of figs. V'kibla achzman alidei kulon, and one of them was a shliach for all of them, and was mekabel the gushim for all of them. V'ama chacham. And the Chum stated that although the sisters are not Mekudeshes, but the others would be Mekudeshes. And as we explained previously, based on the Tashma that the Gemara asked from the Mishnah, that Abaye and Rava will explain this Mishnah differently based on the perspective Shitas, if Kedushin She'im Misun L'Biha having Kedushin or is Loi having Kedushin. And now Gemara begins, Am Rav, that Rav states, Shmam Masnissan Abba, that we see the following four dinim from our Mishnah, Binokur Rav Yodit Tlas. However, Rav only held like three of these Rayas from our Mishnah. Number one, Shema Minah, Mekadesh Peir Shviyas Mekudeshes. Now you see from our Mishnah that if someone is Mekadesh, a woman with Peir of Shemitah, the Kedushin would be valid. And Rashi says, V'lei Amina Labin Meinah Dezeich Beninu, that we don't say that it's not considered his mamin, even though he went and tried to be koinit, Alekivin Dezeich Ben, but once he's koinit anything from Shemitah, Mimainhu L'chaldava, it's considered Reuven's money for anything, and he could go and use it in order to be Mekadesh Rachel. Inami Zach Rashi, D'lei Teimel L'achla Machmana V'lei L'dav Acha, that we know that the Torah tells us la'achla v'leibu schayra, and one may think that we should also learn la'achla and not for kedushin. Kamash one, that kedushin is not a transaction and it's not considered a derech mekach memka. And as the Tzvi Azakan says, le'aminan kedushin she'isha niklas mehem k'schayra dami, that we don't consider kedushin like schayra. And the Tzvi Azakan asks she's mefarash Agamara that Agamara is only talking about peir shmita that a koydim is manabia, but once someone has a chia to be mevarid his peiris from his home, then certainly it's not considered his and he can't be Mekadosh a woman using these pairs. And the Gemara continues, Shema Minah, we also see from Mishnah that Kitcha Begezel in Mekudeshes Afilu Begezel Yida, that if someone is Mekadosh a woman with something which was stolen, she's not considered Mekudeshes, and even if that item that he stole was stolen directly from her. Rashi points out that the Chiddush is that even though Reuven stole this money from Rachel, so one may think that maybe by the fact that she accepted the money from Reuven, so she was Meichel the money to Reuven, and therefore will be a valid Kedushin, Kamash one, that the only reason why she took the money was that she found a way that she could get her money back from Reuven, but not that she really wanted to have Kedushin with Reuven. The Gemara continues that how do we see this from the Mishnah? Mimai, Minitani, Shalhena, Isa, Vishal, Shvia, Isa. Since in our Mishnah we stated that these figs belong to these women, and it also was Perish of Shemitah, therefore we see at the time of the Shvia is to have Kedushin, that the only reason why this Kedushin was Chal was because these periods were a Perish Shemitah, and therefore was Hefka, Hadashashne Shvu Eloi. But if Reuven would have taken these figs from these women, and it was during any other year in the Shemitah cycle, then of course it was considered Gezel, and therefore he wouldn't have been able to be Mekadosh them, even though it was their Perish, and even though it was their figs. Keep in mind that we will discuss this point later, but this is only talking about a scenario where someone stole money from someone, and it was prior to Yush. But if Reuven stole money either from someone else or from the women themselves, and it was after Yush, and then he gave these periods to this woman, then it would be considered the Shina Rishus together with Yush, and therefore the Kedushin would be Chal. And the Gemara continues to Shema Mino. We also see from Mishnah, Isha Nasa Shliach L'Chavrasa V'Filu B'Makim Shinas L'Tzara, that since in this case, when it was five women, one of them acted as Shliach for all of the other women, we see that even though a Tzara cannot act as an aid for another one of her co-wives, because of course they have some sort of animosity to each other. However, Shlichusa Mio, Kivin the Avda, but Lemaisa to be a Shliach, once she acts as a Shliach and she agrees to be a Shliach for her, then it's a valid Shlichus. The Hacha B'Kedush Alalu, he nasa Tzara's Aidei Zushe Kibla, V'Ktani Nachrius B'Kedushas, because over here they're going to become Tzara's through this Kabbalah of one woman who's acting as a Shliach. And we see from the Mishnah that even though the Kedusha is not Chal, but the Gay the sisters, but the Kedusha is Chal regarding the other women. And the Gemara continues, V'idach Ma'i, and what is the fourth Shema Minah that we can see from a Mishnah? And the Gemara states, Kedusha Shem Mesir Lubia, that we could bring a Raya from a Mishnah to the Din of Kedusha Shem Mesir Lubia. And depending how you'll learn this Mishnah, you'll either have a Raya to Abai that Kedusha Shem Mesir Lubia have a Kedushin, or you'll have a Raya like Rava that Kedusha Shem Mesir Lubia lo yav a Kedushin. The Gemara states, V'nechshepa, so why did Rav consider this one of the Shema Minahs that we learned from a Mishnah? And the Gemara explains, Mishum Nesaf Galei, Ikabai, Ikarava, because he had a suffix, if we're going to learn a Mishnah like Abaya, or we're going to learn like Rava, and the Mishnah could either be a Raya to Abaya or to Rava. Therefore, Rashi explains, Lahachi Om Rav, Shema Minah Masisin Abba, and therefore Rav said, we actually are able to see from a Mishnah four different dinim, Vade Kedushin Shloim Masha Rubia, Nami Shemina Minah, that certainly we see that there is a Raya to one of the Stadim of Kedushin Shloim Nimsu Rubia. However, Avaloi Hoy Loy Lufarish, Hai Minah Shamis Minah, I have a Kedushin, I Loy have a Kedushin, but the Maisi wasn't able to say which one it is a Raya to. Is it a Raya to Abaya that have a Kedushin, or is it a Raya to the Shita of Rava that Loy have a Kedushin? Gemara continues, Kisalk Rab Zera, Amr Lah Shmaitza Kamed Rab Echron. When Rab Zera went up to Herzl, he said this memory of Rav in front of Rab Echron, that Rav said that we learned from a Mishnah four different dinim, and one of the dinim is that Kitcha Begezel Einim Kudeshes. And Amalei and Rab Echron said back to Rab Zera, Mi Amr Rav Achi, did Rav really say this memory? It's Mashma that Rab Echron was Mitama, that how could it be that Rav would say this if Lachir Kitcha Begezel is Havi Kedushin, and he argues in Rav? But the Gemara asks, Mahuloy Amma, is it true that Rabbi Yechon doesn't hold like Rav? But Rabbi Yechon said, in Masechta Baba Kama, Gozel Volein Siyayish Rabbeilim, if someone steals something and the Bailim would not be Siyayish, Shneim Eni Mechon Lachdish, then both the Gazlin and the Nigzel cannot be Makdish that item, Zelofi Shein Shaloi, that Shimon, who's the Gazlin, can't be Makdish it because it's not his, Vizelofi Shein Beshusai, and Ruvain can't be Makdish his own item because ultimately at this point it's not his Rishus. Similarly, just like no one could be Makdish something which was Gezel and was Koidim Yish, therefore you can't be Makdish a woman with something that was stolen and is prior to Yish. And certainly since this Gazlin has this money and it's prior to Yish, so it's not considered his money, and therefore he can't be Makadish an Isha with his money, and therefore we see that Rabbi Yechon holds like the Shita of Rav. And the Gemara answers, Hachi Kamalei, that this is what Rabbi Yechon was saying to Rab Zera, Miyam Rav Kavasi, and he was surprised and he was happy that Rav agreed to his Shita that if someone stole an item and it's prior to Yish, that he can't use that item in order to be Makadish a woman. The Gemara continues, Meisvei will ask a Kashan Rav from the following Braisa, that how could Rav say that if someone's Mekadosh woman using Gezel, that's not considered Kedushin? If the Braisa says, Kitcha Begezel, if it was Mekadosh Rachel by using Gezel, which is something that he stole from someone and did in front of them, or Vechomis, or he tries to be Mekadosh woman using Chomis, and Rashi says, Chamsin Yav Dinomi Al Kochish or Bal Chavitz, that a Chamsin pays money but takes the item Bal Kochach, as the person doesn't really want to sell it to him, and if Vigneva referred to someone that steals something and it wasn't in front of the owner, and the owner doesn't necessarily know that it was stolen, or he grabs a seller from the hand of the Isha and he's Mekadosh with his money, Mikudeshes, and the Braisa says that it is a valid Kedushin, and the Gemara answers, Hasam Begezel Yidah. Over there we're talking about something he stole directly from this woman, and as we stated before, that there's a svar that once a woman accepts something that she knows that was stolen from her, it must be that she meichel it, and therefore it's a valid kedushin. And the Gemara will ask that l'chayr, how can we say that the Brice is talking about a case of gezel didar? If we said from a mishnah that was shema minah, that even by gezel didar it would not be a valid kedushin. Therefore, how will this actually be a teretz for the question that the Gemara has on Rav? And the Gemara continues and asks another question first, that hamad tani sefer, by the fact in the sefer of this Brice it states a shechat of sol mishlah, that Reuven grabbed the seller from Rachel, mechlal dereisha begezel amaskinon. Therefore, it's mashma that when the Brice started and said kitchel begezel becomes of gneva, we're talking about an item that was stolen from someone else, and even in that case, the Brice stated that's mekudeshes, and that's against Rav. And the Gemara explains purusha kamefarish, that's not shver, because the Brice is explaining itself kitchel begezel becomes of gneva ketzak kagoyin shechat of seller miyada vekitchel boy. Then in that case, it would be considered a valid kedushin. But if Reuven would have stolen this money from someone else and it's prior to Yish, then he would not be able to use this money in order to be Makadosh a woman. And we continue on Daf Nun Beis and Beis, V'amastis the Gezli Da, V'kam Rav Enim Kedushas, that how can you say the Brice is by Gezli Da, and therefore it makes sense that it's going to be a valid Kedushin, if Rav himself said that the Shema Minah from our Mishnah is that by Gezli Da it's not considered Kedushin? And the Gemara answers, L'kasha, Had Shadach, Had Bloy Shadach. And Rav was talking about a scenario where Reuven and Rachel did not make up to get married, and therefore if Reuven steals money from Rachel and he wants to be Makadosh with her own money, we're not going to say that she's meichelit, as she never spoke about getting married, and therefore she was using this as a ploy in order to get her money back. However, the Brice is talking about a scenario where Reuven and Rachel already spoke about getting married, and therefore since they were mishadach together, so at that point we say that when Reuven took money from Rachel and then Rachel accepted it back, it must be that Rachel was meichel, and therefore it's a dal kedushin. And the Gemara continues, "Hahi isa davakamashik karab mishichlu demaya." There was a woman who was washing her feet in a basin of water. By the face of the story, it would seem this part of the Maisa is not relevant to the actual halacha, but I am the Mefarshim that explain what the connection is between the story and between the woman washing her feet in a basin of water and the actual halacha. And the Gemara states, Asahu Gavra, that Reuven came, Chotav Zuzi Michavi Vishadra, and he grabbed money from his friend and he threw it to her. So this money was Gezel, and he threw the money to Rachel, and he wanted to be Mekadesha. And Amalon, Reuven said to Rachel, Mekadashtali, you should be Mekudeshas to me. Asahu Gavra, Kamed Rava, or some not curious to word how Gavra, but they came in front of Rava to ask if this is a valid kedushin or not. And Rava paskin like Rav and Rabbi Echron that if someone steals money and tries to be makadish a woman using that money, it's not a valid kedushin. And Amma and Rava stated lest the chosh lahod Rav Shimon the Amma stam zeli yish bailem avi, that even though there's a sheet of Rav Shimon who holds that if someone is a gazlin and he steals something and it was in front of the nigzal, that the din is that certainly the nigzal must have been miyash right away because he realizes this person is a strong person and he realizes that he'll never get it back. However, we don't hold like that shita. We don't say that immediately there was yish, and therefore you can't be makadish this woman using the money that you stole from your friend. And clearly we see from this mishnah that if there was yish, then it would be a valid kedushin. At the time that Reuven takes the money and gives it to Rachel, then it's also shina rishus. Therefore, Rachel is able to be koinah this item from Reuven. Therefore, it's considered that Reuven gave Rachel an item that had value. Heard a kinyan of the item as well as the kedushin will be boin ke'echod. The Gemara continues, Ahu Arisa, there was a sharecropper who generally took 50% of the crops in exchange for taking care of the entire field, the Kaddish ben Moizid Shachmi, and he went and was a Kaddish woman using a handful of onions without asking Rishus of the Bailim prior to having received this as his share from the crops. And Asal Kamei Rava, once again, they came in front of Rava to ask if this is a valid Kedushin or not, a Malay, and Rava said, this is considered like Zerila, and therefore it's not considered your item in order to go and be a Kaddish woman with it, as Manachalach, as who was Michael this item to you, and therefore, since it's not considered yours, therefore certainly you can't be Makadosh a woman using this handful of onions. But the Gemara explains, this is only when he took a handful of onions, and therefore there's no good way to know exactly how much he took in order for the owner to take a corresponding amount. We can't say that this handful belongs to the sharecropper. However, Avokisha, if Reuven would actually take a bundle of onions, which were already measured, and therefore there's a specific amount that used to go into every bundle, and therefore we know exactly how much he took, so Matsi Omale, so then the sharecropper could say to the owner, Ana Shakli Kisha, Shakal Akisha, I took a bundle of onions, you'll take a corresponding bundle against my bundle, and therefore this bundle of onions really belongs to me and it's not considered Gezel, and therefore I could be Makadosh this woman using a bundle of onions, and Kisha Kakisha, because every bundle is the same size and the same value of every other bundle. Clearly it seems from this Gemara that if the Baal's Bias would actually take a handful of onions, then it would be Mekudeshes, as that's not considered Gzela. Gemara continues, and let's just point out that when people used to make beer, they used to make it out of dates, and they would take dates and they would soak them in water, and the water would get the taste of dates. And then after using the dates one time, they would go and do the same process in another batch of beer. And of course, every single time that you use the dates in order to create a new batch of beer, the dates would lose some of its quality, and consequently, the beer would also lose some of its quality and wouldn't be as strong. The Gemara now begins with a new story. Yahu Sarsia, the Kaddish Bepuma of the Shikra, there was a brewer who was also acting as a sharecropper, and he used to make beer for the Balabayas, and then he would keep 50% of the beer. And this sharecropper, Ruvain, tried to be Mekadesh Rachel by using the psoilus or the remnants of the dates beer was already made from, but the Maisa, they were worth a Sharaputa, as you can make another batch using these dates. The Gemara tells us, also Mari the Shikra Ashkei, and the owner of the brewery came and he found his sharecropper, and he found the one who was in charge of brewing his beer, that he did so, a Malay, and the owner said to him, that once you be Mekadesh Rachel, why did you take from the better quality dates, and you shouldn't have taken from these inferior dates? Also Kameh to Rava. So then they came in front of Rava to find out if it was considered a valid Kedusha or not, and Amar and Rava said, that the only time that we said that if an owner said that he should have gone and taken from the better quality items, that it is considered a Shlichus, and it's considered Gil Daslam Afreya, that the owner was happy that he took off Truma, that was only regarding Truma. However, as Rava will point out, at the end of the Gemara, right before the Mishnah, B'negeya, our case, where Reuven took the dates and he tried to be Mekadesh Rachel, we don't say that since the Baal Bayis said you should have taken better dates, that he was masking to the Kedushin, and we will see that there's a sfora why he may have said that, and therefore the Kedushin is not considered valid. Since his sharecropper had no rights to use these dates, therefore it's not considered a valid Kedushin. And Rashi explains, El Linyan Truma Vad, the whole Litra Mein Oindais, because the Maisa at some point, the Baal Bayis has to take off Truma in any case. But in our case, where the sharecropper took the dates and he used it, and really these dates could have been used to make another batch of beer. So Mikashum Kasufa Hu Dekamale, the Loy Nichsef, Avala Mafreya Loy Nichle. Really, the Baal Bayis didn't want Reuven to use these dates, even though they were already used as one point to make beer, because of course there was still value and you could still make beer from these dates. And therefore, the only reason why he said to Reuven that you should have taken from the better dates, you should have taken from those dates which you didn't yet use to make beer, and therefore they're more expensive and better quality, because the owner was really embarrassed to say that he didn't want Reuven to take anything that didn't belong to him, but certainly it was considered gezel in the hands of Reuven, and therefore Reuven had no right to use it for Kedushin, and the Kedushin is not valid. And the Gemara continues, that where do we see this din, that if someone says klach yitzli office b'degei truma, that's a gila dasl mafreya, that the owner wanted the shliach to actually do this process and use these periods as truma, and therefore the truma is chal. And the Gemara states that Tanya, as we learned in the Brisa, Kate said, Amru, Terim Shleim Das, Trumasi Truma. What is the case where we said that if someone's Terim without the Das of the Baal Bayis, that his Truma would be considered a valid Afrasha? Haresh Yarl Tech Stei Chaveri, if Reuven goes into the field of his friend, Velikate, and he collects Vitarim Shleim Bishus, and he takes off Truma without the Rishus of the Baal Bayis, in Chesh Bishum Gezel, in Trumasi Truma, if we could figure out that the Baal Bayis was really Makbid, and he was not happy with Reuven taking off Truma, and the Baal Bayis considers if Reuven was Gezel from him, then it's not considered a valid Truma. But if not, and we could see that the Baal Bayis was really Nichole, then the Truma would be a valid Afrasha. And how can we know if the Baal Bayis felt it was considered Gezel or not? And the Gemara explains, how if the Baal Bayis comes, and he finds that Reuven already took off Truma of him, and he said you should have taken off even better, then if you find that there are even better crops, then there's a Gila Dasl Mafreya, that the Baal Bayis was happy with the Safrasha's Truma, and therefore it's considered a valid Afrasha, Vimlav in Truma Se Truma. But if we don't find that there are better quality crops, then the Truma would not be Truma, because it must be the Baal Bayis was telling Reuven that by the fact that you took off these pears, you're taking off from my best of my pears, and of course there's nothing better, and you shouldn't have done so, and therefore he was not happy with the Afrasha's Truma. Rashi explains the Lashon of Klach Yitzhiyafis, where you didn't find better quality, in Truma Se Truma, the Hashtavade Hachikamale, this is what the Baal Bayis was saying to Reuven, in Matsasa Yitzhiyafis Me'ilu Yisagoyzlan, that I know that if you would have even found better quality crap, then you would have stolen those as well. And of course, I'm not happy with what you took. And the Braisa ends off, however, the Bailim come to the field and they see that Reuven already collected payers and he gave off Truma, and then they continue the process and start collecting payers and they give off other Truma, then certainly he's showing that he's happy with what Reuven did. And certainly in that case, that Afrasha's Truma that Reuven did would be considered valid Afrasha. But the Maisa Zakta Gemara, that has only been a gay Truma, that over here, that since since the Baal Bayis would have been embarrassed to tell Reuven that he shouldn't have taken any of the remnants of these dates. Therefore, there is no Gila Das on behalf of the Baal Bayis that he's happy with Reuven having taken these dates, and therefore it's considered as if Reuven is a Goslin, and therefore it's not considered a valid Kedushin. And although this seems to be the Pashup Shat in Hachar Mishum Kasufu David, however, the Meiri focuses on the embarrassment of the brewer, and he says that maybe the Baal Bayis said this in order to make sure that the brewer is not going to be embarrassed that he took the date Shalai Bershus. And he also brings another pshat that maybe it's the opposite, and the Baal Bayis actually wants that the brewer should be embarrassed, Ayin Shum. And we continue with the new Mishnah, Mekadosh Bechalkoi, Bein Kotchi Kotchim, Bein Kotchim Kalam, Einim Kudeshes. If Reuven, who's a Kohen, is Mekadosh Rachel using his chelik that he received from Kotchi Kotchim or from Kotchim Kalam, then it's not considered a valid Kedushin. And we read the next part of the Mishnah, and we will not explain it until we get to the Gemara. But Maisa Sheni, if Reuven is Mekadosh Rachel using Maisa Sheni, Bein Shoyg, Bein Mezid, Loi Kiddush, if he does so, Beshoyg or Bemezid, it's not considered valid Kedushin. Divra Meir, Rabbi Huda, Im Beshoyg, Loi Kiddush, although Beshoyg is not considered valid Kedushin, but if he did so, Bemezid, Kiddush, it's considered valid Kedushin. And the Mishnah continues with Behegdish, and Benegay Hegdish, Bemezid, Kiddush, Beshoyg, Loi Kiddush, Divra Meir, although Benegay Maisa Sheni, Rabbi Meir said, Bein Shoyg, Bein Mezid, Loi Kiddush, however, Benegay Hegdish, Rabbi Meir hold, Bemezid, it would be considered a Kedushin, and Beshoyg is not considered valid Kedushin. Rabbi Huda, Im Beshoyg, Kiddush, Bemezid, Loi Kiddush, over here, Rabbi Huda says exactly the opposite of his original sheet of Benegay Maisa Sheni, and he says Beshoyg would be considered Kedushin, and Bemezid would not be considered Kedushin. And the Gemara will discuss that the Negeya to Machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Huda, Benegay Meila. The Gemara begins by the fact that the Mishnah stated that if Reuven is Mekadosh Rachel by using Kotchim Kalim, that's not considered a valid Kedushin. And we see that even though a Kohen or Yisrael receives Kotchim Kalim, that's not considered his mammon, and he can't use it to be Mekadosh a woman. And therefore the Gemara says, Name Masis like Rabbi Yisrael Levi. Let us say our Mishnah is not like the sheet of Rabbi Yisrael Levi. The Tanya brings to the Brisa, but the Gay and Hashem Zelos, that if Reuven goes and deposits a Pekadin by Shimon, and then he comes back to Shimon and he says, Give me back my Pekadin, and Shimon says, I never received it, or he says, I returned it to Reuven, and Reuven has a right to now make Shimon swear to him, and if Shimon swears falsely, then Shimon will be Chayiv a Keren al Chaimish, and he will also be Chayiv and Hashem Zelos. And the Brisa tells us, Umolo Mol Bashem, that if this person goes and swears falsely, it's considered as Mol Bashem, but since it says Aloshin Mol Bashem, so the Rabbis Kachim Kalim, Shem and Moinde to Rabbi Segli. This teaches us that even though he went and gave someone Kachim Kalim, which is generally considered something which belongs to Hashem, but we consider his own mammon, and therefore he'd be Chayiv in Hashem Gzilis if Shimon swears falsely regarding Kachim Kalim. L'chari, if Kachim Kalim is considered his mammon, then L'chari should be able to be Makadosh a woman using Kachim Kalim, and therefore L'chari, it seems our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Segli. And Rashi explains that the limud of Rabbi Segli is based on the fact that the Pasuk says, Umolo Mol Bashem. And even though generally we have a klal that ain't nishpoin ala kakois, as the pasuk says v'chichesh ba'mitzoy, however hani shraboilu mi bashem, we're still giving marbor. If someone makes a shul regarding kachim kalim, then he's still be chayet to bring an asham gzeilos. Rashi says because it's considered memaynoi, therefore we do consider it that v'chichesh ba'mitzoy, and he will be chayev an asham gzeilos. And the Gemara answers, I feel the same Rabbi Yisrael Glili. Really, we can say our mishnah is going like Rabbi Yisrael Glili. Ki kam Rabbi Yisrael Glili mechayim. The only time Rabbi Yisrael Glili said that's considered his animal is only when the animal is still alive. But once you shecht kachim kalim, even though now you have a right to eat that beima and you have a right to eat the basa, but still not considered your mammon. The Gemara explains my time and what is the reason. As Rashi says, hakrovis emurim v'zrikas adam mata basa, that the karvis emurim and the zrikas adam is mata the basa to be eaten to the koyanim and to the Israelim. And as Rashi says, bein kriyanim b'chazei v'shoik bein bailim b'basa, that is considered the hegdish and it's not considered his own money, and therefore you can't be Mekadosh woman using the basa of Kachim Kalim. And the Meiri explains what the Gemara says, Kikazachu Meshulchan Kavayu Kazachu, that the Torah is teaching us that the only heta is to use the basa of Kachim to eat from the table of hegdish, but not to do anything else with this basa, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues, Dekanami, I'll bring you right, it is correct, and we're not talking about the animal that was alive, and we're talking about Kachim Kalim after Shechita, the Tani, because our Mishnah stated, HaMekadosh Bechalkoi, Bein Kachim Kachim, Bein Kachim Kalim, Loi Kiddush, Shema Mino, and therefore by the fact it didn't say HaMekadosh Bekotchi Kotchim or Bekotchim Kalim, but it says HaMekadosh Bechalkoi, therefore it seems that he already received his chelik, and it's already after Shechita, as Rashi says, HaMekadosh Bechalkoi La'acha Shechalkom. The Gemara continues with a story that's relevant to our Mishnah, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, La'acha Pturash Shoramea, after Ramea was Nifta, Amalah Rabbi Yehuda Talmidav, Rabbi Yehuda said to his own Talmidim, Arichtusu Talmid Ramea Lakan, you should not let Ramea's Talmidim come into Abbe's Medrash, Mepleshim Mekatronim, because because they're difficult and they will bother me, and they're not going to come to only learn Torah from me, and Rashi says they will come and lekatzus raglein and balochas, they'll try to cut off our legs on the halachas, leidia shem charifim vein oimen kenegdam, in order to show us that they're sharp and no one can stand against them. So doch sumchus v'nechles, even though they held Rameyas Talmidim coming into the Beis Medrash, sumchus pushed his way in and he came into the Beis Medrash, amalahem, kach shalmi Rameya, and sumchus said, so said Rameya, hamakash b'chalkoi, bein kachim kachim, bein kachim kalam, loy kiddish, which is of course the first part of Mishnah, and kach Rabbi Yehuda aleim, and Rabbi Yehuda got angry as Talmidim for letting sumchus into the Beis Medrash, amalahem, and he said to them, loy kachim ati lachem, al yichnu sumi Talmidim Rameya lakan, b'pekshim kantronimim, v'loy lumu materiim b'yim, el kapchein b'alachasim b'yim. He explained that this dinner of Rameya doesn't make sense, v'chi ish b'azar minayin, that how is it even possible to have this scenario of the Mishnah if it's impossible to take kachim kachim out of the Ezra's Yisrael, and of course a woman can't be in that area, as Rashi says, because it was also for a woman to go into that area, or as Taisa says, it wasn't normal for them to go into that area, and therefore it doesn't make sense that Reuven would even try to be Mekadesh Rachel in the Azara and would not be able to be Mekadesh with Kachi Kachim in any case. And the Gemara continued, Amr Rabbi Yisi, so Rabbi Yisi said, Yoimru, that people will say, Meir Shachar, Rameir died, Yehuda Kos, Yehuda got angry, and Yisi Shosak, and Yisi kept quiet, and Torah Mateh Halel, and what's going to happen to the Torah? I'm not going to get up and defend Rameir's words and show that Rameir is correct. And therefore, Rabbi Yisi got up and he gave three scenarios in which it's possible that a man will be able to be Mekadesh a woman using Kachi Kachim, Bechi Ein Adam Osel, Kaba Kedush, Lubita Bazara. First of all, of course, it's possible for a man to be Mekaba Kedush for his daughter, the Sektana or Naira, in the Azara, and therefore, certainly the case is possible. Number two, Ve'eni Shasri, Lassel, Shliach, Kaba Kedusha Bazara, and even by Isha, who's already a Gedegla, she could certainly make a Shliach, who's a male, to go and be Mekaba Kedush for her in the Azara. Once again, it's possible for a Shliach to be Mekaba Kachi Kachim for an Isha in the Azara. What would happen if the Isha actually pushed herself into the Azara and accepts Kachi Kachim? Of course, we have to know what the halacha would be, and would it be considered a valid Kedushin, or would it not be considered a valid Kedushin? And Rashi says, Isha Bazara Minayin, Diktoni Kachi Kachim, Varei Im Yoitziyam Chutz Lazara, Afilo Ezra Noshim, Him Nifsalim Beyoitzi. Certainly, you can't take Kachi Kachim out into Ezra Noshim because it would be Nifsal Beyoitzi. Vinoshim Enich Nasus Law, Kitan Ba'ovi Satoma, Parakaman, and Mesechus Kalim, and Ayin Tez Dima Masach of Chi Isha Bazara Minayin. And Tez points out that Rashi was laid dog to Leeshchon Bishum Dokto, the Noshim Asuris, the Konis Bazara. And Tez brings multiple rias to his side, and therefore at the end of Tez he says, Lokach Nirli, the Chi Isha Bazara Liskadish Minayin, Harein Regilish, that the Konis Lisham, Kedil Liskadish, Shari Bezoyin, who it's considered Bezoyin for a woman to go into the Azara, or Milslashchichi, Vloy Ayri Tanamizah, and the Tanam would not give an example of a Milslashchicha, and we will stop over here.